بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسيز دا شعر وعرف بالله عزت اقتصازت ما انا شاه حكيم محمد اقتصاب نور الله مرقده. The title is جلسای قرب محبت. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے، اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ، سلا عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی، تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق اس کو جوتا رہتا ہے، تو اپنے آنسوں سے عشق اس کو جوتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے، گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان، گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان، کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے، محبت میں کبھی ایسا
زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل بفیض مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جل سائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جل سائے قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر پر جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفی ما بعد فرینڈز دیز آر دی اشعار آف آور دادا شیخ عارف باللہ رومی ہے زمانہ تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ وچ از انٹائٹلڈ جلسہ قرب محبت دوز مومنٹس وچ کم اپون اے پرسن ان دی ٹرو لو آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اینڈ فرام دی کریویسز آف حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہارٹ ہی ہیز ریٹن دیز پوئمز really which are encyclopedias of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he spent his entire love and life in this field, treading the path of seeking the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala settles in a person's heart, then really nobody needs any bayan. Nobody needs any advice. Ki muhabbat khud sikhati hai, adab-e-muhabbat. That when a person falls in love, then that love itself will teach a person the etiquettes of love. That what will make my beloved happy. Person won't say that something is makruh. He'll say that it is disliked by my beloved. Person won't say that it is difficult to practice upon this action. That is just nafal. As we say, it is just sunnah. Then he will say that no, this sunnah, this act which is nafal, this will please my beloved. So this love itself will teach a person the etiquettes of love. A little translation of this encyclopedia of poetry that was Mawla Rahmatullah Ali. He says that محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صبح خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. In this field of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those moments do come upon a person such that when a person takes a deep sigh and his tongue, so to say, he's got no words to express what is going through his heart. And if it's a deep sigh, zama azaman khamosh rehti hai. He hasn't got any words, so the tongue remains silent. Magar dil rota rehta hai. In his heart he cries and he sobs. And so to say, he is now in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ki ah, oh Allah. And this ah, that's also what Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi taught us, which we learned here. That this ah of a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it so much that he made it part of his name. In any other language, what and what don't they call the deities? Hot and God and whatever the case may be. But in our case, we are so fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something that we should make shukr about on a daily basis. Allah took this ah and attached it to his name. That when a person says Allah, then immediately Allah will say, what is it, my banda? What do you want? Our Allah is so compassionate. So many a time in the field of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it happened that a person's tongue just remains silent. He's lost for words. But from the crevices of his heart, that ah and the sigh comes up that, oh Allah, how did I lead my life in such disobedience? How did I lead my life in such negligence? Oh Allah, how is it that I disobeyed you? And then so many a thought of his lifetime, those flashes come before his eyes, that I did this, and I did that, and I did that. Didn't I realize, کہ کاش کہ مجھے پہلے سے معلوم ہوتا کہ میری نگاہ پر ان کی نگاہ پاس با رہی. If only I had taken cognizance of this fact, if I had given it importance and had I given it some thought, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gazes, he so to say CCTV camera, was fixed upon my every gaze. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةُ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every glance that a person casts and every thought that passes through a person's heart. حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فردہ سیز, اگر یہ راہ تقوی میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیز دیٹ ان دا فیلڈ آف تقوی آف اللہ کانشیسنس اینڈ اللہ فیئرنگ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ آؤٹ آف دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ آؤٹ آف تھنکنگ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ از میجسٹی اینڈ گرینڈیئر دیٹ پرسن کیپس thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this field of looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it may happen as gham bhi aata, a person, so to say, if he finds some discomfort in him, that had I done this, I would have derived so much pleasure, I would have enjoyed myself, I would have done this. But he says that this is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he tolerates this and he takes it in stride, that no, I love for the akhirah, I love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I won't do anything to displease my beloved. And this is what Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is teaching us throughout his entire life, that hum apne khaliq ko, hum apne rab ko ek second ke liye bhi naraz na kare. We don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even a split second. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says further, sila ishqi majazi ka ye kaisa hai iraitoba. If you look at the illegitimate love affairs, illicit relationships, then Tawbah. We say, Ya Allah, look at the result, the end result of it. A person, so to say, had everything going. He had status in society. He was a respectable person. He had a family. And now when this rears its head, and it comes, and it never remains a hidden. This is something that always comes into fore. Now he lost everything. We just heard of another person now, today. Allah save us. But Allah open up the eyes of our hearts, that even his children don't want to live with him. Now they've left the house. Now, whatever the case may be, whatever the condition is, in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he had everything. He had a good job, he had a good portfolio, he had a good position, he was a respectable person. Nobody wants to even look at him. Now when a person walks in anywhere, then behind him people are pointing fingers. Do you know that this person, he did this? He did that, which is wrong on our part. We shouldn't be doing that. We should always be reflecting on our side. But this is the end result of illicit relations. The aashiq rote rehte hain, sanam khud sota rehta hai. A person, he holds somebody else beloved. He is married but he is thinking of somebody else. He's got his own family that he's thinking of. And he is burning in this love. He is killing himself, so to say. He is having sleepless nights. And the person who he held as his beloved, that person doesn't even know that you are burning in their love. And yet, when a person gives his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just one subhanallah, or just one sigh, which Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is speaking about, which passes through the heart, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. At that very split moment, you don't have to move your tongue, you don't have to lift your hand. You can be in the warmth of your blanket on this cold winter night, and your eyes just open up and say, Allah. And Allah says, O my banda, I am here. What is it that you want? In that case, that person doesn't even know that you are killing yourself in their love. And yet, just one sigh, just one thought, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there at all times. خطاؤ کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی, تا تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے. وی آر ہیومن بینگ, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ ہیز میڈ اس دیٹ وی آر اے کمپوزر آف میکنگ مسٹیکس دیٹ وی ار وی ڈو سن بٹ ولم یصروا علی ما فعلوا, وی ڈونٹ بیکم adamant upon our senses. And the moment we realize that we have done something wrong, we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we shed tears and we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves very much. So this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a thing that will make tears flow from the eyes. And these tears are such, which so to say, will put out the fire of even Jahannam. These are such tears that will wipe out the wrath and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are such tears that will save a person from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us from amongst the successful ones. Gunahgaron ki mat tahqeer kar e zahid nada ki unki aah o zari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. And that person like me, that I just read 2 rakat nafal namaz extra and I think I've done a great deal. Oh, you know me, I read awabin. You know me, I read Salatul Duha. I do this. I go out in Jamaat every month. I come to Khanka. I go do this. I'm doing relief work. I'm teaching in the Madrasa for so many years. So I think that I'm better than others. And then I look down upon this person and I look down upon that person. Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying, they don't ever look down upon any person who you think is a wrongdoer. Because when that person's sigh comes out, because Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is speaking about in this entire poem, then many a time that he sighs and he begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we heard of the incident here of the drunkard who had passed away and the wali of the time was given kashf that go and bury my friend, came and he found that it was a drunkard, anyway gave him his ghusl, kafan, dafan, everything after that, and quiet from the family, said that every night he would sit and plead and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I'm such a sinner, which portion in the deepest crevices of Jahannam have you reserved for me? And this was a tawbah that he made every day. And this is a tawbah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved. So many a time I feel that I'm doing something very, very good. But that person who I feel is a wrongdoer, his tears and his sigh of the heart is such that it makes, so to say, that it makes the heavens also come down. It makes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come down in torrents. حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ فرد سے یہ سفید مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسہ قربت محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. This is the phase of a کامل شیخ. And حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ says that a کامل شیخ, which we are so fortunate to have, Allah give us the tawfiq of making qadr, that the phase of a شیخ کامل is such that because of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses everybody. یہ آگ لگنی نہیں, لگائی جاتی ہے. That this, the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just come about on its own. It comes from heart to heart. So because of the fears of the Murshid-e-Kamil, that we didn't know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. I didn't know what the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. I never knew really that, and I still don't know, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to have been in my life. Not just a word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to have been a loving being in my life. I'm supposed to have had a true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The phase of the Murshid al-Kamil is such that it made us realize the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, these moments do come upon a person. The person sits back and in silence just reflects and he sighs and he yearns in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the phase of the Murshid al-Kamil and coming into the servant of the pious. حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ says, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. That حضرت اللہ says that a person who gives his heart to anybody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, دل دینا ہو تو اسی کو دو جس نے دل دیا. If a person wants to give his heart to anybody, yes, we've got our families, we've got our parents, we've got our children, we've got our partners, we give it. But Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says that make it that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be 51%. It must be ashad. And then try and develop that it comes to 100%. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be the end and the end all of a person's life. It should be the sum total of a person's life. That person who gives his heart to anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give your heart, you want to give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah says, I cannot put anywhere. If there is any place that I can put, it is in the heart of a believer. So, if you want to give your heart, give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person who sacrifices his thoughts and his heart on anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then because of this, the sin of being disloyal, the sin of treason, وہ حق سے محروم رہتا ہے. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't come into that heart. He is deprived of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is deprived of that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that, that we be deprived of the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with iman at that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us and bless us with his didar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the kitab Hayat al-Muslimin, we're doing the chapter on the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the one who will be the noblest amongst people on the day of Qiyamah and the closest to Allah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, those men and women who remember Allah ta'ala in abundance. Someone asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what about the one who wages jihad in the path of Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the one who engages in zikr of Allah ta'ala is superior in rank to the one who wages jihad, even if he fights so vehemently against the kuffar and the mushrikeen that his sword breaks, and even if he is dyed red in blood. Note, the reason for the superiority of the zakir over the mujahid is obvious. Jihad is waged purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, just as wuzu is performed for the sake of salat. In the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, the believers are those who establish salat, and we grant them power on earth. So we grant them power on earth so that they can establish salat. The basis of jihad is that zikrullah. This being the actual aim, its superiority should be apparent. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shaitan sets glued to the heart of man. When man makes the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, shaitan moves off. When man is negligent of Allah Ta'ala's zikr, shaitan casts evil whisperings in man. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not increase speech other than zikrullah, because much speech besides zikrullah hardens the heart. The furthest from Allah Ta'ala is one with a hard heart. The essence of the latter three ahadith cited above is that actual purity of the heart is by means of righteous deeds, and hardness of the heart is the result of evil actions. The basis of both forms of deeds is the intention of the heart, while the origin of intention is in the mind. Reduction in zikr brings about the introduction of satanic thoughts in the mind. This in turn leads to evil intentions. Pious intentions are then removed. Instead of practicing evil righteous deeds, evil is committed. Abundance of zikrullah blocks the entry of evil thoughts. This in turn does not allow evil intentions to assert themselves. One then abstains from sins and engages in righteous deeds. Hardness of heart is thus eliminated, and purity is inculcated. The state of purity of the heart is not automatically acquired, but requires effort and striving. To be contented with only zikr, without striving against the lowly desires, is only self-deception. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are many people reclining on comfortable beds and making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Allah will grant them elevated ranks in the akhirat. It should not be imagined that material possessions of comfort, wealth and luxury are negatory against zikrullah. Such possessions too are favors of Allah Ta'ala. Those indulging in luxury should not abstain from zikrullah. They too should be constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala while enjoying the comforts of the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon them. One hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in such abundance that people comment that you are insane. Now the hadith states, engage in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala in such abundance that the munafiqeen comment you are a pretender. that you are only trying to show off your piety. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of Jannah will not grieve over anything, but the moments in which they did not engage in zikrullah while they were on earth, they will regret for such wasted moments. This type of regret will not be similar to regrets of this world. It will not cause hardship or sorrow. Hazrat writes then, an explanation of zikr in general has been given so far. In the ahadith, I mentioned many special forms of zikr as well. For such specific forms of zikr, great thawab has been narrated. Simple forms of special zikr as I mentioned here, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. In summary, Hazrat writes, never be negligent of zikrullah, be it a special form of zikr or any zikr in general. Zikr can be made at any time or a specific time fixed to suit one's convenience. Any number of times zikrullah may be made. Zikr may be made by using either the fingers to count the number of times or a tasbih. Zikr may also be made at all times without the use of a tasbih. The main purpose is to be constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. There are certain du'as which have to be recited on special occasions. Such du'as should be learned. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice accordingly.